welcome to Crafts and Crime. I'm Amy.
I'm Elaine.
And this is our 1 year anniversary episode.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. So this is released the day of our, on the 25th of last year is when we released our first episode. So this is just a little extra. This isn't a craft and a crime, technically.
Sort of it is, but not really.
We are just going to chit chat a bit about some of our most listened to episodes and the ones that we like the most. And then at the end, we will have two listener stories.
Yeah.
Because we got two.
I know.
And we just didn't have enough for
in.
A whole. Yeah, please send them in. And you'll see these two listener stories are different. They are different topics. So you can see, you could. I don't want to give it away, but
and I know one of the stories sent in by the listener that we'll get to, she has some more.
Oh, good.
So
yeah.
I'm waiting.
So, yeah, send them in. So.
Yeah, because she's like from two different areas. So, like one state and then a whole other state. So,
yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So, we just thought we'll do a little bonus episode on our actual anniversary, which happens to be my birthday.
I got your birthday present. I brought it with me.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Surprise! Because
I was not even thinking about that.
Because, like, if y'all listen back, Amy had given me my Christmas present early last time so that it could coincide with this, so everybody could see. Okay. Yeah. I could not find wrapping paper, so it's so fancy.
How'd you hide that? See, I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Because it's little.
Oh. Like did you have that? Like,
do it that way. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's so funny because it's like so me and so you.
Okay, no, I'm excited. Well, I was already excited.
I love it so much.
Oh my gosh!
It's the whole book.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I have goosebumps.
I do too. Tell everybody what it is.
I'm at a loss of words.
Oh my god, it is the whole
it
book.
It is. It has a tiny little ribbon bookmark.
I have
and
goosebumps.
Everything.
I'm going to cry. I love it so much.
Oh my god,
she's crying.
So cute. I love it so
you're
much.
Adorable for everybody
so
it's a tiny
you.
You're welcome. It is a tiny, like, I don't know, maybe 2 inches. It's a
yes, it is. I think so.
It's a little tiny 2 inch
2 by 1
perfect copy of The Little Mermaid.
Oh, it's full color.
Yeah,
all the pictures.
It's tiny,
the whole book.
Yeah, it's a little,
it's like
tiny
ornament.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little ribbon.
But it's got a little like
yeah, a little box.
Box
of course, the freaking turds put the sticker on the front. I had to peel it off. So
oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, I can't tell.
It's on the Ariel, of course.
Rude. Oh, I can't even tell.
I saw it. I was like,
so
oh my god,
cute. I love it.
I'm so glad.
You have literal tears in my eyes. It's so perfect. I love it. I've never seen anything so pretty.
Oh.
It's the whole book.
Yeah.
I'm like looking at all
color,
the pictures.
The
like how sweaty my hands are.
Yeah. It's really, it was so cute. Because like,
I love it.
So like the little bit me is because like I
gather
love
round
miniatures.
Kids, story time.
I love miniatures. And I saw it and I was like, oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Good thing I don't wear glasses because I'm like, this would be hard.
It's tiny. Yeah.
Give this to Jack. Here, bedtime story for the kids. Oh man, I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's so cute. I'm like, I guess we gotta post a picture.
Yeah.
And we'll forget.
Probably.
Like when I forgot to
and
post a picture of the pillow.
And you can't edit.
Maybe that's what we should
Instagram
do.
To like re-add photos later, which is ridiculous. You can add like words and tags, but you can't add more pictures.
We should just do in this the social post all the pictures we forgot throughout the years.
Hey, guess
the pillow. I forgot to send you the pillow Shannon
there
made
is
me.
Something. Oh, my crime. That precious Mennonite woman. I forgot one of the pictures I really wanted to put in there. So I'm going to add one of those. It's her with all the kids that she was teaching.
Oh, this is so pretty. Like, add it to my collection. I literally on my desk, it was this tiny little, like, supposed to be a portable desk, but it's just small enough that it fits, like, my computer and recording equipment and stuff. My brother had given it to me and it's supposed to be like, you know, fold up and put away, but it's kind of permanent in here. And I have Crimey with the friendship bracelet around his neck. Like, what's his name?
Like
I can't even
Ross
think. Lenny
scarf.
Kravitz. That's
oh
what
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Cause it's all long on him. And then now I have my Little Mermaid book and I have the friendship bracelet that your mom made me. I have the Disneyland penny that that Lenore got for
which
me.
Which one did she pick? I don't
she
even
got
remember.
The
we were in the Hall of Presidents.
The Mickey, the Wizard Mickey.
Oh my God, so cute. Let the memories begin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was like, I got the penny you asked for. Like, thank you.
So, she was freaking determined, dude, the whole time. She was like, I have to get Amy a penny. I promised her I would. And I was like, I promise we will, but they're so different now.
Yeah, because it's the one thing like we never really did, and I wish I did when we didn't. And I was like,
yeah, no, for sure. I didn't last year either when we had gone, and I was sad because it's really different now. I had brought like a whole roll of quarters and a ton of pennies. They do have some of the original like hand crank machines, but they were all like out of order. So I really think they're phasing them out. And pennies will get stuck and stuff. But I will say, because it's Disney, they have their own freaking bank. It costs is it a dollar or a dollar 50 now? It's a little bit more it used to. Yeah, because it used to be
a quarter and your penny.
Yeah. And then it went.
Crank it up
and then I remember at one point it was like 50 cents and a penny, but yeah, now it's like a dollar or a dollar 25 or something like that, because you just beep your card
yeah,
and you can do like the one for the buck 50, or like most of the machines have a lot of options and you can do like $5 for $5 or something like that.
But I didn't do that
and I was like, man, but the pennies are like mint pennies, yeah, they're like fresh minted, yeah, so they're all really perfect, shiny. And
I remember because I was like, oh, you have a bunch of pennies in a bag. You're like, Disneyland. I'm like,
nope, I didn't even need them. I used my freaking debit card.
That's so funny. Yeah. But yeah, so I got my penny next to my bracelet, and then my book, and then my Moira Rose Funko Pop that Jack got me.
Oh my God, did you see, this is ending like a weird Mommy's After Hours, did you see that thing where the guy made an AI chatbot write the sick note as email. Moira? Yeah.
So good. I wish I could do a good Moira. That's what we should watch today. Yeah. Go out there and just sit and watch one episode that then turns into 10.
What have you done? I tell you what I'm about to do.
No, I'll tell you what I'm about to do.
There you go. Yeah.
So anyways, I guess we should get on. Oh, that was a little chit chat. It was all related, but thank you. I love it. So this,
you're welcome.
Yeah, this gets released the day of my birthday, which just it happened to be released on my birthday because it was a Tuesday, and we're like, oh, we'll do Tuesdays and let's do next Tuesday. I was like, oh wait, that's my birthday. It's like, whatever. So now, yeah, I guess it'll be every April 25th is our 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, we'll see how long we get this thing going. But we thought we will just talk about some of, like I said, our most listened episode was our first episode. And I think that's a lot of people when you go to listen to a podcast, unfortunately, it's like you go to the first episode, I'm like, oh no, that was not a good one. It was okay, but we were just so new at it. And I still think I did good in my research, because there's nothing I would really change. And of course, it's the case that continues to follow me in the way of like, I have to continuously look for updates.
Yeah.
And so episode one was, we just introduced ourselves, and then I did a crime case on the murder of Sherry Rasmussen. And in a nutshell, go back and listen to it. It's not our finest episode because we were very new. It was our first. But Sherry Rasmussen was murdered in her home. You know, jumped through a lot of facts, but fast forward to, it turned out it was an LAPD officer, Stephanie Lazarus, who looked
bananas.
Yeah, who she had dated Sherry's husband at some point. And, you know, so anyways, it was out of jealousy, whatever. She killed her. And through evidence later, it was found that it was her. So she was arrested. And then the reason it's like followed us is, this is kind of an older case, but she went away. And then it was all of a sudden she was up for parole in November, I believe. November, December, something like that. And so through the podcast, there was an episode where I updated that she was granted parole. Now, through the parole process, it's not like, oh, you're granted parole, goodbye, you get out. No. I think it's 120 days. I should have pulled all this up, but I'm like, I didn't. It has to go through other avenues. Like the governor has to sign off on it, and then the parole board has to officially sign off on it. And that could take months. So we might not get an update until like June, July. Yeah. So I've just kind of every once in a while, I'm like, oh, let me see if anything new. No, everything's from like December articles. You know, there was like a chat thing on a website about it, just covering like the case. And oh, did you hear she's like gonna be out for parole? Well, yes, but no, she was approved, but it's not 100%, but mm-hmm. likely she's going to be released on parole. So yeah. I, in my sleuthing abilities, because I can do that, I know how to find, which I mean, anybody can with practice. You can find an inmate, you find where they're incarcerated, you can find all of their court appearances, you know, whether that was they were in person or on Zoom.
Yeah.
And you could find all the minute orders and stuff and documents, and so that's how it just shows that she was approved.
I'm so sorry. So, we both are like, I don't feel good this morning.
I don't feel good. Let's record. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we'll keep everyone updated, but if you want to, you could just Google it every once in a while. But like I said, I think it, the last time I did the calculations, it was like July is the earliest she could actually be released. And so, I don't know. We'll see. But that was the first episode. It's like, I think when... Oh, it was last... No, what? When was it? Oh, it was you were going to Disneyland? And I thought that I would get an update, but then I looked back and I was like, oh, no.
It's just
that,
like, this is what's going to happen. Hasn't happened yet.
Still hasn't happened. There's still time past that. So,
yeah.
Anyways, so that was my crime. And then, do you want to talk about your crime?
So... The dirty body brokering, mm-hmm. it's really, really sad. And the part that when the back talk of it was the back talk.
Well, you did two. I should clarify. You did two episodes. You did body brokers one and then two. Yeah.
The first body brokers that I did was about the misuse of people's mm-hmm. passed away relatives and loved ones and for organ donation and stuff. But again, I'm going to say it again. There is nothing wrong with organ donation. Mm-mm. This is not that.
Yeah.
This was something totally different. It's using body parts for science and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then the second episode I had done, which they got a pretty good decent amount of listens, mm-hmm. was the body brokering for addiction. And it's really sad because I was looking through a few articles and it's crazy. Not sad. I'm sorry. It's sad how awful it is, because in the state of California it's the worst. Mm-hmm. It's the worst here everywhere than in the entire United States. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at this article and it was crazy because it was from 2020, and they were talking about how at this point that the Department of Justice hadn't prosecuted a single person. And now we're mm-hmm. like, everyone's going down. Like, yeah. it's moved forward so fast. Like, I got goosebumps because uh-huh. they are not allowing this shit anymore. And it's really sad because people do not realize either. Like, a super quick, I was watching a short little blip of Intervention. Mm-hmm. And this poor woman was like, 63 years old and addicted to methamphetamines, but she was also addicted to like the 23 prescriptions her doctor put her on. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, come on.
It's usually where it starts.
Yes. And it's like, because they're just giving them out because mm-hmm. they get money back, they get kickbacks, they get all these things. And the state of California is not having it. They are really cracking down. And there's been some movies. There was a movie that came out, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago. I'm not 100% sure.
It's called Netflix or something.
Body Brokers.
Oh, I'm not sure. No, there was another one. No, there was one about pushing pills and stuff in the pharmaceutical. Okay. Like, I don't know if it was for like heavy like narcotics or whatever, but I didn't watch it. So I'm like, I don't know. There was one that I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. And then.
There's a few. And they are like my case when I was talking. There are documentaries that are, unfortunately, people are like, well, this is only one person's experience. But then there's like based on true events mm-hmm. movie of a man's experience, and it really like brought to light, and so they're cracking down on it. So like us talking about it, a lot of people wonder like, why do you guys want to talk about this mm-hmm. weird gross shit all the time? Because some people don't realize signs, they don't think of red flags, they don't think of these things, and they don't think of crimes outside of like death, murder, you know. And you could have a sick relative that you think is being cared for at a facility, and I was like, dude, I'm gonna get into nursing homes too. I know. Someday,
I'm like, I'll leave that to you because that bothers me so much. It just
does to me too. But I'm like, it's already like I seem to be thematic. So I'm like, I'll probably get to it someday. But yeah, I really, it was hard. It was hard because we're talking about people that are literally at the lowest of their low,
they're
picked
so
off of Skid Row, filled with schizophrenia and then drug psychosis, and they're like, hey, I'll give you a pack of cigarettes and you go to rehab and then we'll give you $100 and then you can leave in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that rehab facility made $2,000. It's that simple. And now they're cracking down on that, but the problem is it still happens. People still need patients, but they go around the same way where, oh my God, what was the phrasing where it was like addiction advocates. That's what they were being called. And so people are just going around new avenues. But yeah, definitely, like I had said, with the body brokering and you want to donate organs or your body parts, sorry, not your organs, your body parts to science and stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. Do your research.
Yeah.
Do your research before you put your family member, friend, loved one, partner, whoever in these drug facilities. If they are not going to get on a Zoom call because you're out of state, because that's typically what happens. You send someone, it's best to send them as far away as possible because it gets them out of the situation of stress of family worrying about you, your drug dealer friends.
Yeah.
So if they do not allow you to have a Zoom meeting and like get a tour of this facility, don't trust it.
Yeah.
That it's that simple. If you are going to donate a body to science, whether it's yours or someone else's, just have somebody that is of sound mind, because that's the hardest situation of your life you're going to be in. And those documents, you're signing away everything. And if you just make one little mistake, your body gets sent and blown up. But also, they were lying. So just, you can still do your research. Best. Absolutely.
And still be lied to.
Yeah. So just really be super vigilant as best as you can.
I don't know why this came to mind. Did you see that video of the lady that brought her dead relative or something into the bank in the wheelchair trying to get him to sign,
and they were like, is he okay? They're like, I think luckily the bank called the police. They did. They called because they, because like his color was bad because he was dead.
And then his head kept rolling back.
She kept saying it was her uncle, and so they don't know yet. So we'll give an update.
That was crazy. Okay, let's see. Crafts. So we did that backwards, crime and then craft.
That's
whatever.
Okay.
I did friendship bracelets. That one got a lot of interest. And after I did that, it was like all of a sudden everybody's making friendship bracelets because Avery started making a ton. She's really good now. She's fast.
Awesome.
We need to get Lenore's little kit thing that your mom bought her or whatever, that the little thingy over here, so she could start doing friendship bracelets. So Avery's made a few. Your mom made all of us one
with our names on it. She tried to do our best colors and stuff. And it was really
mine's
cute.
Pink and purple because purple's my favorite color. Isn't purple your mom's favorite color?
Yes.
Too? Yeah.
And mine is black and it has skulls.
Mine has purple beads. It's so pretty. So I have it up on my desk so I see it every time we record. And then I have my, like I said, I have my other, our friendship bracelet that we don't wear on our wrist. I have mine on Crimey over here like a scarf. But yeah, everyone all of a sudden was like, oh, I'm starting to make friendship bracelets.
Yay.
And so that was fun. It was, I mean, not a whole lot to talk about, but that one got a lot of listens. It could have been for the crime. I don't know. But the feedback of people are like, oh my gosh, I started doing a friendship bracelet because I forgot about that. And then, like I said, I think it's coming back in popular. Everything from like our elementary, junior high days are coming back.
Forever 21 is full of clothes we were trying to not wear.
Oh my gosh.
No, a lot of them are really cute, but
that one TikTok, I can't get it out of my head.
The tank tops.
The tank top one is so
Oh my God.
An innovation.
Innovation.
That excites.
Oh my God.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Two. She only had two.
Like you said, she only had two tank tops. Where's the third with the lace on the bottom?
Third?
And then the lace on the top. And then it's like, then you have the scoop neck and then the B. And you like layer all the different necklines.
And some of your lace has to have holes because you're constantly yanking it down at the bottom.
Or then the dress with the pants, and I'm like, oh God, no.
Yeah, the tunic shirt with jeans, which think, now we're like wearing leggings.
I think Shannon shared a picture of her in like this, the dress and the jeans, and it was like something should just be left in the past. But it's like all these things coming back. And I'm like, no.
And you know what? My mom used to tell me the same exact thing.
Oh, I know, when like bell bottoms came back.
She's like, all these clothes denim jackets. Were like, we were trying to get our mom to not let us wear these, to not buy this stuff. And here y'all like, please.
That was not planned. No. So, yeah, I guess friendship bracelets are just on that list now of like everyone's got their friendship bracelets. I'm like, right. That's cool. We got a bunch of flosses. So, floss meaning like your thread floss is so cheap that you could just buy it in bulk. And
especially a friendship bracelet specifically because it's like the cheapest of the cheap. Yeah. And so it's like even cheaper. Yeah. Cheapest of the cheap, even cheaper.
Cheapest of cheapers.
Goodness.
Yeah. So, and then you did, which one did you decide to do? Because we were like, so brainstorming.
I did like a whole big segment on colors.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really funny because I'm really determined because I used to make makeup, eyeshadow, and excuse me, my stomach is weird.
Oh my God.
And, so the pigment is not like skin safe anymore. Because it's old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a ton of it. And you can add it to...
Oh, I think you were showing me, weren't you?
Yeah. You can add it to candles. Like, I have mica, and then I have natural pigments, like the ochres and the marines, which I, you know, I did talk about in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny because I had learned so many things about colors when I was learning about makeup and color safety and how many laws most manufacturers break. And so it got me to thinking about like all these toxic colors.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister had sent me one of them. She's like, have you ever heard of this one? And I was like, no, but I kind of thought about it. So like, there's a couple different colors. I'm like, here's a little extra bit for y'all because they were successful. And I'm like, I don't really have anything else, but they did really well. And they're fun because you can take anything that's a color and grind it down and see what it looks like and use it. I made like an ink stain out of tree sap once, and I actually used it to dye satin flowers that I put on a scrapbook for my mother-in-law. And so there is a color called London Purple, and it is a byproduct of pigments and dyes, and it ended up being used as like a pesticide. And its base, like most of the colors, was arsenic, and it was like the most beautiful purple ever, and people were dying to use it. Another color that's really interesting is called Mummy Brown. Yeah, and they used to call it Mummy Varia. And it was literally because, like I just said, let's grind it up and see what color it is. People used to grind up mummies and take it as medicine. But one of the, the mummy vera, one of the uses was they would take the corpses and bones and all of it and grind it up into a powder and add the bases, which is, I'm totally going to make paint with my leftover pigments. And so... I don't know if I'll technically cover it as an episode, but we'll definitely do it as a craft because it's very easy. It's just like three ingredients minimum. You can add more if you'd like to, but it's super basic. Your linseed oil and usually gum arabic and your pigment.
Yeah.
It's just a grinding process that takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they would just grind it up and it made this brown, and it was like a gross brown. It was like a sepia. I'll put this picture in. It's like a nasty, dirty sepia. Like if you know what dried blood looks like, it's terrible. It's so gross. And I have a tiny little walnut. It used to go on a chatelaine. A chatelaine is a long decorative a chain kind of a system that women used to wear throughout history, but it was really popular in the Victorian times because it would be really decorative. And it would have your sewing stuff, your little scissors.
Oh, I know what it is. Okay.
Like a needle holder. But there were so many other things. Like you could put a tiny pair of glasses, like a pince-nez glasses. There was so much stuff. You could attach anything. It was a keychain.
Yeah.
And so it was popular with seamstresses. And I have two. They are from the same era. They're the same brass. I have a needle holder and I have a walnut. And the mm-hmm. walnut, you pop open and it holds a thimble and your needles. So mm-hmm. it has felt inside. The felt covers each side of the walnut, and there's like a little loose bit, and that's where you can tuck the okay. needles, and the yeah, other yeah. side has a little band. Well, the velvet is green, and I can't touch it because that green was made with arsenic. So like I can hold the brass, you yeah, know, yeah. and I can open it and like look at it. It's beautiful, so you but have to, like put gloves toxic. On. I just don't. Isn't that strange?
That is strange. Mm-hmm. Well, talking about pigments, and then kind of leading into the next thing is I saw the episode on, I can't remember if it was one that you talked about with Red, but it was the one in Mexico where they had the cactus for the bugs.
Oh, yeah.
The red bugs. Was that yeah. what you were talking about?
Cochineal beetles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. And how it's like mm-hmm. people don't use it anymore now with synthetic dyes and stuff like that. But
I have it. Yeah. I have the red. Yeah, I have cochineal. But the thing is it's actually a lot of people have allergic reactions to yeah. it. And also, though, it's, you know, because I'm not talking shit. It's just mm-hmm. vegans get really upset because you're killing a bug
yeah.
do it.
And so I think that's why it was mm-hmm. like struggling. But it's still there. People
yeah,
still
it
do
still it. Exists because yeah. it's a really beautiful red.
Uh-huh, it is. So I watched that episode.
Yeah. It's like the lacquer bugs. It's basically
the same giant kind. Thingy where she's just like grinding the bugs yep. down. I'm like, whoa, it's so red. It's yeah. so weird.
Yeah. And it's specific to, I believe, like only the female beetle. I think
I can't remember. Yeah. I watched the thing, but I yeah. was also watching a million other of those.
Yeah. So. And it's been used forever. And mm-hmm. It used to be a food dye as well.
Mm.
And but again, it's like I would rather eat the cochineal than red dye number 40.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a bug.
Yeah.
I'll eat a bug. Don't
like
give me some.
Flavorless. Like it's no. flavorless. Like it's not. I know it's gross, but the reality is I would much rather put a bug on my body than red fucking 40.
Yeah, I know. That's
it's
what
called
I'm like,
carnelian. Oh, okay. In like the
color.
No, I'm like, so wrong. I'm totally wrong. It's fine. My brain.
I'm like, I just watched it. It was really cool. And I was like, yeah. I remember you talking about this. I'm like, was it bit. These bugs? I'm like, it probably mm-hmm. was, but.
Yeah. Cochineal.
Yeah. And then I guess we could chit chat about that other episode that I had you watch on Insider Aww. Business on candles, because I covered candles, but then I hadn't seen this and I was watching it's on YouTube, Business Insider. It's really cool. Because it shows the crafts and stuff. So if you're really mm-hmm. into the craft bit, yeah. watch some Business Insider.
Yeah, the episode that I did on the Tyrian purple
mm-hmm. Was one of those.
One of the links. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah so,
and I think that one was like 27 minutes long. I mean, it's gross. Yeah. You're watching him. Like, it's oh, in the sources, but
I know,
you're watching him like mush the snails.
There's a craft that I'm going to do coming up, and one of them is on that Business Insider.
Yeah.
And it was really gross, and yuck. It was like, I can smell it.
Oh,
it so
that's how
bad.
I felt about the Tyrian purple. He's like, yeah. oh yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, I remember.
Smells
that
like rotten fish snails.
Yeah, no. So yeah, but the one that I liked that I told you, I was like, oh my gosh, we have to watch it.
Yeah,
and I had you and Jack watch it because it reminded me of your grandma for some reason. Maybe it's just the little old Mexican lady.
She really did, and yeah, it's like the features of that. Native Mexican.
Yeah, I think that's why it was. She had.
Yeah, it's the ear shape. It's the face shape. It's very
the way they
similar.
Walk. All yeah. Yeah, little old lady. So sweet. Oh, little old lady walk. Yeah. Little hunched over.
She really
stuff.
Did. She really
but it
did
was remember. It was candles. I'll put it in the description as sources so you could watch it. But we watched it and I was like, just yeah. watch. And she saves like her family's business and she makes these huge candles mm-hmm. and then she makes these flower molds that are so pretty because they're made out of wax. And then she like pins them into the candle. It's so pretty. But I was yeah. like, you got to watch this.
It was like
your grandma.
She did. It was like wax flowers mixed with paper flowers, right?
Yes. So she was doing paper flowers. And then I think she switched okay. over to wax because then it's just all wax. It's this giant thing of, but the flowers are so pretty.
Yeah.
And she does it for like engagement ceremonies or like church. She would donate it to the church.
Yeah.
And stuff,
the big giant candles she's making are those huge tapers that they use at Catholic Mass.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she sells them to like in New York, like mm-hmm. I'm like it's
and
just
she
watch
actually,
the episode
she was
really
talking
cool.
about getting flack for selling them because
yeah
it's
well her mom didn't
something.
Want her to because
that's
it was
how
like
the business was ran for them
yeah it was you're supposed to give to the church in exchange for food but then it was like well let me start selling them because it was
and
demand,
I'm sure and she sells them so affordably
like, oh yeah I think they said the price in there but watch it it's really good we'll put it in the sources if you liked the candles episode here's a little like side bit that I watched later and I was like oh I wish I could have included that so I'm including it now. It's really, yeah. It was really cute. And she just, yeah, teaching her daughter-in-law how to take on the business and talking about how she could tell her life's not gonna, you know, it's coming to an end. And I was like, don't talk like that.
Yeah, and she's really hoping that, like, her kids want to keep going. Because they're kind of, like, I couldn't remember. Was that the one where they were sort of, like, on the fence about if they were going to continue?
I know. It looked like the daughter-in-law was doing it. And they were all involved. And I'm just like,
that's super sad. Like, that's what I had originally intended on starting is, like, the crafts that are dying out. And I will get back to them.
Oh, there's a lot of those still standing, that makes me so sad.
Is, like, the fact that these exist because nobody else wants to keep doing it. Because the work that goes into it. And so their children are like, no, I don't want to.
I know.
Like, the Tyrian purple is a perfect example. I mean, he had to collect thousands of those shells, those snails, for, like, a tiny little half an ounce of pigment, and, you know, they're regulated as well. Like, you can't just take everything. So there's a certain time and season, certain amount, like, size, everything. Just like harvesting fish and shellfish. It's a shellfish. It's just a snail. But, you know, there's regulations that involve in a lot of these things now. And not like to be like, this new generation doesn't want to work, but they don't want to do it because it's very hard work. And I know, a lot of it can be mechanized now.
Yeah. And there's a lot of those crafts that are still done the old way, but it's more work. And it's like, I think, you know, as time goes on, it's like, well, why do it that way when there's this way? But yeah,
I think you should at least still learn.
I think
even if you don't want to continue doing the craft, you should know so that you can at least pass on the knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, I know, right? No, on Business Insider, they have that whole category. It's called Still Standing. And it's those ancient.
So, like, his was probably in that section.
Probably.
Was, like, in the playlist?
Yeah, I think on Business Insider, I'm like, I have the one that, I'm like, oh, where's my mouse? There it is. Yeah, it's the one that I was going to put up as how one woman saved her family's 300-year-old candle-making tradition. Still standing. See, it's the still standing. Because hers is like, they don't do it like that anymore. But if you go onto the Business Insider page.
Well, yeah, she was literally.
Pouring
wax like 6 feet high onto the,
like,
huge taper.
She's on this, like, step stool. But yeah, I think they have. I'm like trying to see if they have. Oh, here, videos, playlists here.
And then so, Jack was like, look at all the waste. I'm like, it's in a bucket.
It's in a bucket that, like, they melt again. And he's like, that just looks like it's really messy. There's a better way to do that. And I'm like, shut up.
Leave my grandma alone. Yeah.
Exactly. She's my grandma now. So, yeah, there's different playlists. And I do believe they have, oh, the so expensive food. That's really cool. Yeah, so expensive. Oh, they have a lot of so expensive. I know a lot of things are expensive. They have so many. I didn't realize they have so many different, like, playlists, but I know they have, like, the still standing ones. But yeah, here's a promotion for Insider Business. It's really cool. They have a lot of,
like, they
informative. I know.
Don't go watch it. That's where our material's coming from.
Oh yeah, never mind.
Just kidding.
Don't take notes. Don't compare us to what we say to what we watch. But yeah, I was like, I know what's in here. They have, like, the still. I'm sure if you type in Insider Business still standing, it's gonna pop up. But yeah, so that was some of our crafts and a couple crimes. And now I guess we will move on to the listener stories. We have two. So write in with more, anything, any story you want to tell us or tell the listeners. So I guess you could do. And like I said, these two are very different. So you go first because it's copied and pasted first. Because that's how I did it. It was the first story.
Well, also, my phone has probably just enough battery for me to do this.
Okay. Well, if it dies, I have it pulled up. Okay.
Okay.
And you know who this is from, so.
I don't know her personally, but she's a friend of my sister's.
Yeah, so you know who she is. Yeah. Where it comes from.
Yeah. My ghost stories began when I moved to Nevada City, a small mining town in North Carolina. Oh, that's interesting. Nevada City in North Carolina.
Nevada City, because it's right in Nevada.
The first house was a ranch-style home, and my kids were 5 and 8. Countless times, I would hear one of them or my husband calling my name, but when I would ask, they would all say they weren't calling me. I thought I was losing it until my 5-year-old came looking for me one day and asked what I needed. I said I didn't need anything, and he asked, well, why was I yelling his name?
What?
The next house I lived in that was haunted was a very old Victorian with a beautiful curved staircase. Lucky. Mm-hmm. I lived there with my best friend and kids, and all three bedrooms were upstairs. The closet door next to my bed would rattle like someone was trying to open it, and both my roommate and I would hear someone opening cabinets and drawers in the kitchen when we were going to sleep. We also could hear people coming up the staircase. One night when we got home from the grocery store, both kids and one of their friends were losing it. They swore one of my daughter's dolls moved by itself and the window slammed shut at the same time. The windows were very old and were extremely hard to open and close. Later, I moved to Bakersfield, and these stories are from there. I was living in a two-story house when my son was two. I had given my son a bath and was putting his pajamas on at the top of the staircase. He was laying on his towel and kept looking down the staircase. I said, "What are you looking at?" And he started crying, and he said he didn't like the way the guys at the bottom of the stairs were looking at him. A two-year-old? Come on now, that's so scary.
Yeah.
I was living in an older apartment downtown. When my boyfriend or I were in the bathroom, we would hear the other one talking to my son, but we weren't. He was already asleep. One early morning, I was woken up by old music playing. I was thinking it was a high school band at first, but then realized it was A, still dark, and B, music they would never play. Another time, my boyfriend was there alone in the kitchen. He heard me and Jackson coming to the front door, heard it open, and us come in. Then nothing, because we were not there. When we did get home, he looked like a ghost and was so freaked out. Another time I came home with my son, I gave him a bath and tucked him in bed, and then we walked to the kitchen. As I went by the French doors that separated the living room from the dining room, I glanced over and saw a very tall man with a long black duster and a top hat standing by the fireplace. Oh my God, it was the black hat man.
I was like, it's always a hat.
Right now, it's always the hat man. Oh my God, I've heard so many stories about the hat man, Suzanne. Holy crap. He has his head down and hands clasped together in front of him. I was so scared and just kept going to the kitchen, where I was trying to figure out how to get my son out of the house and how I had forgotten to lock the door. Then I realized it was a ghost, so I came out, and sure enough, he was gone and the door was locked. I still went room to room and double checked that nobody was there. One time, my boyfriend was sitting on the couch and something literally flew up towards his face like a gray, cloudy thing and then disappeared. One night, the police showed up when we were watching a movie and said someone called 911 from our apartment's landline.
What?
Who has that? I know. I got goosebumps too.
That's creepy.
We didn't have a landline. We didn't have a landline.
That is bizarre.
And they didn't believe us. They were insistent that someone called. My son's dad called me and asked what was going on. That our son had called him and during the conversation said he was scared and someone was laughing. Our son was asleep and had not called him. One time on my lunch, I came home.
I know.
My gosh, Suzanne. I'm serious. Like, one time on my lunch, I came home and a pencil flew off the buffet right in front of me. Not rolled like it was thrown. I will send the rest from our house here in Salem.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That made my eyes water.
Like, literally, the hat man, I have heard so... I know, me too. I've heard so many stories about the hat man. It's crazy. And it's, like, one of the things my sister and I used to have nightmares about all the time is, like, creepy, slinky, nasty shadow people. Like, and they're always gross, and it's weird. And that's, like, a very common theme for people that have experienced, like, paranormal type of things. And it's really the worst.
I've never seen a hat man.
Oh, God. I haven't either. No. Wait a minute. I'm literally like, wait a minute.
I have heard my name called when it's not... Like, nobody's called. Like, I hear mom a million times a day. So when I hear, like, mom, and I'm like, what? And then I'm like, what is going on? And everyone's asleep.
I don't
and
even
like,
have a baby in the house, and I'll be showering and hear a baby crying. Because, like, that phantom baby crying, the phantom mom.
I will hear the, like, screaming. Like, because my kids scream all the time. And I'll be in the shower, and I swear I hear screaming, and I come out, and everyone's fine. Yep. I'm like, what?
I know. It's ridiculous.
I have goosebumps. Okay, so This next story is different. So that's why I'm like, you guys can send in whatever, but this is really cool. Yeah. So this is...
These just happen to be scary stories. You can send in any crazy listener story, mm-hmm. a crime, just something crazy that happened in your town, that it could be old or new. I mean, it's fine. You mm-hmm. want to hear it.
Yeah. So anything, really. Yeah. And so that's what this person who I know who she is.
Bring on Bigfoot, people. Come on.
So this is my friend Alicia. I was really... really close friends with her and like high school, past high school, lived with her for a little bit. And then, yeah, so we're still in touch. And then we lived like, she lived up the hill with us, mm. like not with us, but she lived up the hill by oh, okay. us. And so when she had her twins and, anyway, so yeah, this is from Alicia. So thanks okay. for writing in and write in more. 'Cause I know you have more stories, Alicia. So, okay. So she says, hello ladies. First time caller, long time listener. I don't even know where to start. Amy has known me since high school, and she, of all people, knows just how many wild and entertaining moments I have lived through. Yeah, I know. So I said, write more. I guess mm-hmm. we'll start with the events of today. So this is, she sent this in last year in November. So she says, it is currently 2 days before Thanksgiving 2023, and I had just started my shift. I work for a local bank in my hometown, and as one can imagine, things can get pretty interesting fairly quick at the bank, especially around the holidays. Mm. Around 10:30 a.m., an elderly gentleman approached my teller window. He smiled and handed me his ID and debit card, and we began the transaction like normal. He said his card wasn't working, and lo and behold, it was suspended in my computer system. I pulled his information up and noticed remarks on his account. I message my manager on our team chat to check out these account remarks, and I'm instructed to stall while he reviews the information. I can't remember verbatim what the remarks said, but to sum it up, the debit card was purposefully suspended by the secondary signer on the account, who was the man's daughter. Mm. This was for a deliberate move to bring the customer into a branch for cash, a move which indeed paid off because this sweet, confused 85-year-old man had been missing for 3 days out of Apple Valley. Mm. This is California. So this is, yeah, really close because, of course, she lives by us. By this point, my branch manager was on the phone with local police who responded very promptly. The entire time, I'm focused on getting more information from the sweet guy so I can have something solid to tell the police when they arrive. Why was he 40 miles away from home in an entirely different valley? Mm. In an effort to stall for more time, I offered him some water and asked him to take a seat while the computer rebooted. I made small talk and asked if he knew where he was. He said, oh, I'm in, correct city here, I worked in this city for over 25 years. I asked if he had Thanksgiving plans, to which he responded, yes, but we are supposed to have people over at our house, but now I don't know. I haven't been home for a few days. Poor buddy got in his truck, got lost, and came to a familiar city in hopes to find his bank and get $250 for gas money for the trip home.
Aww.
He said he got lost big time. He wasn't even upset when the cops showed up. The police confirmed that, yes, he was a missing person. They contacted his daughter, who was smart enough to have notes in their joint account. The police picked him up and took him back to his truck, which was parked at least a half a mile up the road past the freeway since it ran out of gas.
Oh, no.
I can't believe he walked the distance from his truck to our branch. The police later called to say he was reunited with his daughter, who met police at a nearby location to make sure her father and his truck got home safely. A Thanksgiving miracle, if you ask me. So many emotions swept over me once the police escorted him out of our branch. Where had this poor old man been sleeping? If his debit card had been suspended for 3 days, what means did he have for food or shelter? Daily medications left untaken, possibly? All these thoughts made me feel for 1 second as lost as this man did in this moment. The look in that man's eyes was sadly a familiar look to me. I recently lost my mother in July 2023, and I remembered the same look in her eyes, the confusion of panic of needing help but not knowing how to ask for it. I'm so glad I found him. I was right where I needed to be today at the bank. Thanks to the quick action of friendly bank tellers and savvy family members, we found a legitimate missing person today. To all my people with elderly or ill family, have open discussions and plans in place for when you get older and sicker. Use technology to your advantage. I'm against tracking devices. However, in the event of missing elderly folk, it wouldn't hurt to put an AirTag on their car keys or in their favorite jacket pocket. You never know when these situations can happen. It's not always old age that causes confusion. Mm-hmm. Diabetes, strokes, and brain fog can happen to anyone at any time. Have plans in place and hug each other often. Until next time, much love.
Oh.
I read that when she sent it in, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even, wow, like, just to know what to do, you know, just like, oh, wait, like, clearly something's going on here. Let's follow up, and not like, mm-hmm. oh, well, it looks like your account's, you know, suspended. You know, it could have just been the wrong teller. So thankfully it was someone who knew what they were doing. You know, so thanks, Alicia. That was a good one. So like we said, it could be, you know, uplifting stories. It could be spooky stories. It could be anything, mm-hmm. any story, just stories or, you know, life experiences and stuff like that. It's like, you know, help find a missing person. And that was so cool. So yeah, keep writing in. We need more, and we can, I mean, that was another one. A lot of people listen to listener stories. Those got a lot of views. So, or views, listens. So, but, before we end, we do encourage you, write in and tell everyone, all your friends, family, whoever you think might enjoy some of what we put out. But going forward, this is the 1 year, and in the year we've learned a lot, and we are focusing.
I guess, like, we're quitting.
No. We're out of here. See ya.
Bye.
No.
Kidding. No.
We are
restructuring
things. Yeah, that's a good word for it. We're restructuring things, and
we have a lot of plans. It's a lot of work we have coming up.
So we are going to be putting more work into Patreon and the same amount of work into the podcast, but in order to not spread ourselves so thin, because we are doing this for fun, but also as a, like, little side job type thing.
Yeah.
There's some more work that I need to do on my part, and so in order to not spread ourselves too thin, we're going to cut back to every other week for the time being, like, just for now. Mm-hmm.
Just for a little bit. Probably, like, spring and summer.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. We need to just slow down a little bit so we can refocus, because it gets to the point where it's like, oh my gosh,
and our kids are
going to
be out of school here soon.
Yes.
We got to get them not on their phones and on the couch all summer.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
and all y'all know how that is. So,
yeah. So, with 5 kids to entertain all summer, we got to be a little creative, and we can't just be doing the podcast all the time. Yeah. So for the time being, we will release episodes every other week. So as of today, Thursday, the 25th, you will get one on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So from then on, you will be getting one every other week.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like more content, head over to Patreon. We have stuff there. We will do little bonus minis. We were talking about that, where it might just be a little blip of a crime that we heard of, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Our last one was really short because I had a crazy thing I wanted to talk about. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, little ones will just pop up here and there. And it's like a 30-second phone call with your friend. You know,
Like,
hey, oh my God, I just heard this.
Yeah. Or, like, we finish recording and we're like, wait, push record again, because, like, this is interesting. We should, you know, talk about it. And so, and then we've talked about it as things do develop and change and get restructured. There will start to be more ads on our podcast. And if you don't want that, then go over to Patreon. And it's our $5 level. I can't even talk. $5 level. You can try it out for, what, a week?
Yeah, I think it's a week.
It's a week.
Free.
Yeah, for free. Mm-hmm. Listen, we've got some old stuff on there that is just fun stuff. Then we have a new episode that we released. We will release next week. Was it next week's episode? I can't remember. Yes, because no, it was last week's. This week's Tuesdays, not next Tuesdays, because you did the crime, right? Yes, because I. Yes, no. I don't know
the one. The one that just released was my craft. I was the beads.
That's
so
right.
So the next one coming.
So next
week
one
will be my craft.
Yeah, there is you've. Threw me for a loop there. So we will have content on Patreon next week, starting. So next week is pretty much, like I said, we're ramping it up to do something new and fun, and a lot of the same, but just in different ways. So,
and more for you.
Yes, more in different ways. So so right now we're just being kind to ourselves and
This is a lot on our mental health. It really is to kind of just like, I'm sitting around in this, and like, I'll see a case. I'm like, dang, this is really good. And I was like, mm-hmm. I can't talk about this kind of child abuse. Like,
no.
Eventually you're like, nope, I can't.
So
right now.
That's why it's like, it's a lot to do. We usually record 2 episodes a week. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just one. It just depends. But it is hard if every single week you're researching a crime and you're taking detailed notes for hours every week. And it's like, whoa,
and
I need to like,
it's not like we're
not
just sitting
this
here
for a
it's
while.
Like, say I, a lot of the ones I do, I have watched through like court footage or mm-hmm. the interview footage and stuff. I'm not that fast. So then I'm like, stop, rewind, stop,
yes.
rewind. So something that should be like an hour watch will end up being like uh-huh. a 7-hour day.
That's like whenever I say that I watch this episode, which usually my crimes are from an episode of something, because mm-hmm. that's where they have a lot of video evidence
exactly.
and the detectives' interviews and stuff. It could be a YouTube video or whatever. Yeah, it's, I got to pause this 1-hour episode. I got to pause, take 3 minutes to type up my thought mm-hmm. and details, and then maybe rewind 30 seconds. And
yeah.
so it's like that 1-hour episode turns into like 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. At least. And then it's like, okay, well, I want more information about this person, so let me go deep dive. And then
yes.
we're 12 tabs open and
yes.
3 more YouTube
it
videos.
Is,
it's a lot
it
more
is
than it seems.
Fun sometimes, but other times it's like, oh my gosh, I have too much information. I need to mm-hmm. condense it down.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes I'll have 12 sources and I'm like, wait a minute, there's a lot of repetitive information. Let me like
right.
narrow it down. So, yeah, it can be a lot. There was one day that I really was like, oh my gosh, I worked straight because I like straight through the day. Mm-hmm. I started, this was when Jack left with some of his friends to go out to Anaheim or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 11 in the morning and I started on my craft and I got really into it. Was that when I did pillows? I can't remember. I think it was.
I think so because you were like, I can't believe it was like 11 pages
yeah.
or something.
I was like getting really into pillows. Mm-hmm. And so I had typed up all of that. And then I went straight into the crime. And then they came back. And I was like at it for 6+ hours, almost 7 hours.
He was
like,
are you still working?
Yeah. And I'm like, yes, because I don't want to stop now. It's fresh in my mind. And so mm-hmm. it is work.
And then you're sitting there and you're like, does everybody want to hear about this part of the craft?
I know.
And it's hard because sometimes it really is. There's so much information, and a couple of the crafts, I was telling you this, I think last week, was like a couple of the crafts I really want to talk about, but like the science is so freaking dull.
Uh-huh.
But it is part of how it works.
Yeah.
So it's kind of important, mm-hmm. but like it's draining.
I know. And that's why I have to pick and choose sometimes of just mm-hmm. summing up the history,
right.
you know, because it's like, you don't need to hear all the dates.
Because
I'll just give you a general
idea.
Because
we give good sources. So
yeah.
really, that's why I'm like,
if
that's really
your jam,
want it,
go through the
it's
sources.
There. Yeah, for sure. Because sometimes it's seriously like, I can read this, but I can't explain it to you
mm-hmm.
because like some of the stuff on
just go watch it.
Yeah. I'm like some know? Of these I'm like, yeah, I can read it to you verbatim, but I don't know uh-huh. what the hell that says.
No. And you know me with
science
my words.
Science class was a long time ago.
So, but yeah, that's why we always put it in the sources. So we try to be as informative as possible without being boring because it's like, try to sum it up without also like leaving stuff out where I'm like, oh, I should mention that mm-hmm. this was also done, you know, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're still going to keep at it. We're just going to cut back to every other week for now. And mm-hmm. And we might ramp it back up, you know.
Yeah.
Once
we'll be like,
school
hey,
starts.
And, or we'll be like, hey, we felt good this week. Here's an extra one.
Yeah. You might get a bonus here and there because I typically tend to like do
Yeah,
do
it's
a
like
lot.
If it's a
like,
good groove for a day,
yeah.
it just kind of is what it is. But
I know.
Yeah,
I tend to get in a good groove where I'm like, I did 2 crimes today.
It's been a year like, and it's only April.
I know. But we stuck to it. We did
yeah.
it every week. We did it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, let's scale it back and let's scale it back, but also scale it forward
yeah,
in other ways.
Yeah.
So we will. I'm really excited for my next craft. I just
cool.
have to say that, which will come out in May. Yeah, May. Because we're the last week of April, so it's like the second week of May or third week of May. I don't know. I'm really excited to record our craft.
Good.
But I have to do so much more research. That's why I'm like,
I have a couple crimes in mind, but I'm still not. I do that every time. I do it every time. I'll start working on one. I was like, never mind.
No. Yeah, that was me. I started working on one and I was like, nope.
Or it's just too much
nope,
and I don't want to say it out loud. Like,
yeah.
I think it's going to go well. And then I get into it and I was like, no.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we've sort of. I think we're pretty much at that point where, like, look, a lot of those child cases have Mm-mm. been covered, and they're Mm-mm. too hard. Like, even if I just, so I'm like, I don't think those are really going to happen. No. So I don't think you guys have to really be concerned about a lot of
child crimes.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
There's enough of that.
I, as a mom, you know, of little kids, I struggle. So, because I kind of have a kid in every category of mm-hmm. like, I mean, not baby or toddler anymore, but So. I don't like to do those.
Really, and I think like, it's not like a never, but I really don't think so, because every time I come across one that I think I could, I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah. And I have covered like crimes where children have been killed, but it wasn't in like a crazy, like, just that child. So, I know what you mean. But, So, if you like what you're hearing, share it, please. And it's free. It's free to share.
Right, so exactly.
It's also free to email us your stories if you want to hear us tell your story. So, email us at craftsandcrimepod@gmail.com. And that is just spelled out as it is.
Yep.
And with the word and.
Yep, not an ampersand.
Not an ampersand. Just the word. And it's craftsandcrimepod@gmail.com.
Yep.
So I guess with that, stay crafty.
And not crimey.
Bye.